Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. In raising children to be spiritual champions, the Bible must be established as our primary source of authority in parenting. And we as parents from the beginning must point our children to the eternal truth that salvation is found alone in Christ. We hope you enjoyed listening to this fourth and final session by George Barna as he shares practical helps for parents in raising children to be spiritual champions for Christ.
Fifth dimension had to do with defining critical values and beliefs. In order to do that, the first thing they said is that we had to establish one truth that nobody could question, and that's that the Bible is our primary source book. It is our primary authority. Our primary place to look for truth and wisdom. Secondly, recognizing that God is, as a parent, their source of authority and strength. Thirdly, recognizing that the local church plays a role in raising their children, but not the role that most American Christians seem to expect. The idea is not to drop the kids off at Sunday school or midweek school or whatever it may be, so that the church raises the child spiritually. That's not the church's job. The church's job is to support the parents in raising those kids to be spiritual champions. And so really, it's the church's job to understand what's going on in the homes of its people and to be there to support those parents, both by teaching and equipping them and by reinforcing the things that are happening at home to raise spiritual champions. Again, I'll tell you that from the work I've done with churches across the country as well as parents, very little of that kind of interaction is going on. Parents are very happy to drop off their kids and pick them up after an hour and a half. But that's not scripturally what's meant to happen. That's certainly not how these people did it. These parents said, you know, the church is a support system for us. It's a critical dimension to the process, but we're simply looking for them to do what we cannot do on our own. But there shouldn't be very much that we can't do on our own. We really want them simply to support us in this. We also discovered that one of the critical values and beliefs is to help their children recognize that salvation is through Christ and Christ alone. That there is no universal salvation, there are no other approaches to this, that it's the parents' responsibility to do all they can to prepare a child to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, to understand that they're sinners, to understand that they need a Savior, to embrace Christ in that way. And then ultimately to help their kids lead what we came to define as a slow life, where slow is an acronym for serve, love, obey, and worship. That's the essence of what the Christian life is. You're to serve others, you're to love others, you're to obey God, you're to worship God. It's a mindset as well as a series of behaviors. But that kind of became their mission statement as they were raising their kids, although they didn't necessarily phrase it that way, but that's what they were seeking to do. Sixth and final dimension to this whole process had to do with goals, goal setting. And I know most parents don't think about goals with their children. These parents did. They said, first of all, we set goals very early. Most of them, you remember, they said they started working at this around age 2. They had goals for their kids starting at age 2. They'd begun to study and to think through how do kids develop, what can we expect of them at different ages, and how does that correspond to the kind of person Christ would want them to be. And so they started thinking through that whole process, preparing them, anticipating, being intentional, strategic. But goals aren't very useful unless you have a way of measuring how you're doing. And so they started to think through, how am I going to evaluate whether or not these goals are being met? And it wasn't through surveys, it was through spending time with the kid, observing, talking with other people who worked with the child, a lot of different processes of gathering intelligence to give them a sense of whether or not it was working. And then finally, based on what they were finding out, if they needed to, revise the goals. Not giving up on what was important scripturally, but again, recognizing each child is different, having the goals reflect the reality of the child. So the bottom line in all of this is that these parents said, you know, it was important for me to know that raising these children was my primary job in life. Some of them told me kind of heartbreaking stories about how they'd given up promotions, how they'd left jobs that were requiring too much of their time or energy, because their top priority in life was to raise their children to know, love, and serve God. That's what it takes. It is a sacrificial act. You know, I'm hoping that in the future, one of the things that the church can do with young adults is help them understand that if you're going to have children, it's going to require sacrifice. Sacrifice is anathema in our society today. Nobody wants to sacrifice anything. And yet we need to understand that that's part of this. We also found that these were parents who said, not only is it my primary job in life, but I'd better keep growing because I can't give what I don't have. As I think about who I want my children to be, I'd better be able to be that person as well. I hope that I have that to give, and if I don't, I'm going to work on it. So this was also about their own development. And finally, and this was one of the more difficult things to accept out of the research, and that's that you can do everything that I've just described for the last half hour. You can do every one of those things absolutely right over a 10, 12, 14-year period of time and still not wind up with a spiritual champion. For whatever reason, there are no guarantees that doing these things will produce those outcomes. And the reason I say this is because we talk to parents who did have spiritual champions. Every one of them did. But most of them had multiple children. And when I interviewed the parents, I asked, well, what about your other kids? Did they also turn out to be spiritual champions? And these were some pretty difficult moments in our conversations, where they'd have to admit that even though they had done their best, they'd prayed, they'd done everything you can think of with these kids, you know, all these different practices that worked with one child, it didn't work with the others. I mean, you know, why is that? Well, you know, the kids have free will. They're growing up in the midst of a spiritual battle, as we talked about earlier. Their parents are not the only influence in their life. You know, but in some cases, it simply took more time. It wasn't until some tragedy happened in a child's life in their 20s or 30s that they came back to many of the things that they had been raised with. So, I mean, we've got to recognize that this is under the providence of God. We do the best we can. It's up to Him to produce the results. These are some things, hopefully, that will help you. I will say this, there are no guarantees, but based on what I learned from talking with these thousands of parents across the country over the course of several years, there's great reason to have hope. And this is something that's worth investing in. I want to thank you all for being here tonight and for supporting CEF, and I pray that God will continue to bless you and your children.
Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We hope you have enjoyed listening to these teaching sessions by George Barna in Raising Children to be Spiritual Champions. If you would like a copy of this complete conference event with George Barna, just contact us at 309-688-9699, and we'd be glad to send you a DVD. We appreciate so much your support for our CEF ministry and for this radio program throughout the year. In closing, we wanted to share with you a special song by Jairo Arvizu at our CEF Kids Matter Most conference that reminds us of the importance in reaching children for Christ for future generations.
The signs are obvious, they are everywhere. All that we hear about is the gloom and despair. Too many would-be prophets saying it's the end of it all. 'Cause Mother Earth can take much more. The hammer's gonna fall. So nature has its needs. That's a lesson learned. But it appears to me that our greater concerns, 'cause we can save the planet, thinking we will somehow survive. But Father Time is calling us to save somebody's life. So I won't bend and I won't break. I won't water down my faith. I won't compromise in a world of desperation. What has been, I cannot change. For tomorrow and today, I must be a light for future generations. Oh, oh. If we could find a way to preserve our faith, so those who follow us see the price that was paid, then maybe when they question what it's gonna take to survive, they'll find the strength to carry on in what we leave behind. Oh, I won't bend and I won't break. I won't water down my faith. I won't compromise in a world of desperation. What has been, cannot change, but for tomorrow and today, I must be a light for future generations. Whoa. Looking in the eyes of the children, knowing that tomorrow is at stake. When the choice is up to them, will they have the strength to say? We won't water down our faith. We won't compromise in a world of desperation. What has been, we cannot change. But for tomorrow and today, we must be a light for future generations. We won't bend and we won't break. We won't water down our faith. We won't compromise in a world of desperation. What has been, we cannot change. But for tomorrow and today, we must be a light for future generations. Yes, we must be a light for future generations.
Thanks again, and we hope you join us again next week. Until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.